Today's shiur is sponsored in honor of the siyum on Masechtas Yevamos of Daf Yomi by a Lamed Hadaf. To help keep these shiurim going on a regular basis, we need more sponsorships. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur or email rabbifishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Today's shiur is beginning Perek Hey in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosin, reprint on page Peches. The halachas dinei schitas peiros b'Shabbos u'b'yamtiv. The halachas of squeezing out peiros on Shabbos and Yamtiv. We know it's forbidden to do schita, and now we're going to learn the details. Sif Aleph begins schitas peiros leitzoyis hamashke shebehem asura b'Shabbos b'yamtiv. It is asur on Shabbos or even on Yamtiv to squeeze out from a fruit the liquid to get the liquid out of it. Gam im bedaiter l'shtois es hamashke la'alta, whether you're doing it because you'd like to drink it as a drink, the liquid that's squeezed out right away. Ve'en kol hevdel ben schita b'kli hamyuchid l'kach, it makes no difference if you're doing it with a utensil, with a keli that's meant to squeeze, a strainer or something else, a crusher, right? Whether you're doing it schit l'ben schita miyad, whether you're doing it by hand. But there are some chilukim we are going to see as we go further. So Sif Beis begins Kol Pri, any fruit. It is forbidden to squeeze out the liquid, the juice inside, into an empty keli, or into a liquid. Right, we'll see later when you are squeezing something to give taste directly into a food. But into a liquid, it is forbidden. Whether you're doing schita with a kli, whether you're doing schita by hand, it is forbidden. Part of this prohibition is whether you're squeezing, let's say, lemon into a tea or to an empty keli. You're right, people squeeze lemon out, they want to get some lemon flavor out of a fresh lemon. You cannot do that into a liquid or into an empty cup or any type of empty utensil on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Schitas tapuz, schitas geze merusak, whether you're crushing a carrot. Right, today carrot juice is very popular, but you don't squeeze the carrot. They crush the carrot till the point where it turns into a liquid. A risik apriyatu nepechel mashka, right, or any other fruit that you can crush till you can turn it into a liquid. That is a prohibition of schita. Now the star points out umutu lachtech lemon chatichas ulsimel metech mashke, meaning you're allowed to take a lemon and slice a lemon into many pieces, whatever those round pieces, whatever they call them, and you're allowed to put that into a mashke. Now, even though as the time you stick a knife into a lemon and you cut it, as we're going to see more about this later, some juice may come out, but you're not doing it to squeeze the lemon juice out of the lemon as you cut it. And when you let that lemon sit in a cup of tea, let's just say, so the fact that yes, some flavor is going to come out, that's not a problem as long as you're not doing it. Siv Gimel on the top of page Peites. Mutter lischek biyad l'teich eichel kishyadua shereiv hamitzah nischad yisafik b'teich. It is permitted not into a liquid but onto a solid food to squeeze with your hand as long as you know that the majority of the liquid of the juice that comes out will be absorbed into the food. Let's say you're squeezing a lemon, you're squeezing a pickle, to get some pickle juice onto some food, that it will enhance the taste of the food by having this liquid in it. That's permitted. But you're not allowed to squeeze into an empty bowl or a cup. Even if your intention is to pour the liquid that came out onto a food, it's only permitted if you're squeezing directly onto a solid food, which will be able to absorb this liquid. This which we just said, you're allowed by hand, squeeze a fruit or a vegetable into directly onto a food. Nemar lagabi kol ha'peiros, is by almost all fruits. Ella sheba anovim, when it comes to grapes, ratzu shalei lischep b'shabes gam b'evinzeh, grapes, which is really the raisa, let's see with real isris. So that one should be machmir and not do it even onto a food. El imkein hu oiser kach letzerich machol shalatinik, unless it's being done for a very young child, without that's not going to be willing to eat the food, not the flavoring that the grape is giving. So, but otherwise, one should not be makel to do it when squeezing a grape. You should not squeeze a grape. Ubi yamtiv muta lischet afil anovim techeichel, but on yamtiv it's permitted to squeeze the grapes onto food. Aval gam oz yesh lahak b'al kach shehev amitzi sovik b'techeichel. I want you to make sure that you're not squeezing that there's going to be grape juice, but you should make sure that the majority of this liquid that's going onto the food should be absorbed right away into the food. Sef heyu l'chein, therefore mutter l'schait lemon al-gabi sukkar, al-gabi gvino, levona, oidagim. It's permitted to squeeze lemon onto sugar, onto cheese, right onto fish, creates it, right? Aval also l'schait lemon, technically rake, but you can't squeeze a lemon into an empty cup. But you cannot do it into a cup, even though, or a plate, or a spoon, even though your intention is to, as soon as it comes out, to then pour it from the spoon or from the cup onto the food. To evolve, we turn the page onto page Tzadik. Umutter lischait lemon al sukkah. You're allowed to squeeze lemon onto sugar. Even though this sugar that's now flavored, now absorbed this lemon, even if your whole intention was to take that sugar and pour it into a liquid, that's fine, because the maisa, when you squeezed out the lemon, you squeezed it onto a solid and not onto a liquid. He does point out in parentheses that b'shabes la'itin estarus ma'im cham, you have to be careful not to take this mixture of lemon juice and the sugar on Shabbos to put it in hot water. That's the atzlad's bite, unless it's a kli shlishi, because then you're going to run into a bishul problem. V'yesh machmirim shlei lischet lemon al sukkah imam da'iti l'itin esukkah b'zeichem ma'im. He does say that the others are machmir. He brings in the bottom to Chazanish. The Chazanish was machbit that if your whole intention is to put the lemon juice into a liquid, so you're squeezing it onto the sugar to put it onto a liquid, that since your intention is really for the squeezed stuff to go onto a liquid, not to do so on Shabbos. Siv Zayin. Ratzel Sakin is a tama toiv shalo ichlun. When you want to enhance the taste of a food, and in parentheses with an exclamation point, avaloi shalom mashkin. We're not talking about going to liquid. We're talking about when you're squeezing into a salad. Aide he sofis mitzvah peis by eating induce juice from fruit. Mutter l'luschei pri b'yad, you're allowed to squeeze it by hand, but v'loi b'kli ha'myuchid l'kach ala oichlin, you can't use a utensil, you can squeeze it by hand. V'afilu ein ha'mitz n'nisfak 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 b'techem, even if it doesn't all get absorbed into the salad, but by sitting on the salad, it gives taste. V'hu she'kol ha'mitzai l'pachas ru'i b'latigan oichlin, as long as the majority of what was squeezed out is coming to flavor the food, which means if you only need a little bit for the flavor, you can't squeeze out a lot. It has to be that the majority of what was squeezed out is necessary for the flavoring. The figach mutter lischait lemon al salat val dagim, is therefore you could squeeze lemon onto a salad, onto fish. V'chein tapuz al banana merseges, you could put orange or these other things onto a crushed banana. But you can't crush or squeeze these things once again into a kli. Even if you're going to pour it onto the food, right, so dafka, when you're going directly onto the foods, you could squeeze by hand. What happens if you're on the other way around? You have a very juicy pickle. You pulled it out of the juice, and you want to squeeze out the liquid so the pickle tastes better. The pickle is too watery. So let's say, V'cheinim rotza sivches, the bottom page, Tzadik. V'cheinim rotza l'sakin es tam ha'ichlan ade asor samit shebem. You want to misakin the food by removing the juice from it. You're going to lischait, but for instance, squeezing, it's a chaymitz milaf v'chomet, you squeeze out the pickle juice from a pickle. It's k'dei sham milaf v'niyah tom yeseh, that the pickle tastes better. That's mutter. But once you don't do this right before the meal. That's a question of Bayer. There's pickle juice that squeezed out. You can use later. You cannot squeeze the lemon, the pickle, to get the pickle juice out if your intention is going to be, and your plan is really, and the Baruch Hashem knows what your real plan is, if your plan is to use the pickle juice, because that's usher. Because we're not allowed to squeeze the pickle for the pickle juice. You're allowed to squeeze the pickle to get the pickle juice out of the pickle so that the pickle tastes better. So if your sole purpose is for the pickle to taste better, then it's permitted. Sif test. Mutu lahat bil on top page shadigalf. Mutu lahat bil lechem b'marak ebechol mashke. You could dip bread into soup or any other liquid. And then it'll mitzvah pen. Then you suck the liquid out of the bread in your mouth. Achman aroy lechem b'chol pamat man lechem. But the best is that as you do that, to bite off each time a small piece of the bread. V'chem mutu lahat bil kubi yasukah soto. You could take a sugar cube, put it into a tea or coffee, and then limtzeis mitoichen as a mashka belube, and then suck on that sugar cube to get out the coffee flavor that got into it, to get out the coffee liquid. That's permitted, because that's derech achilu. That's not derech schito. That's derech achilu. Se'if yud, mutter lischek to pe es mitzam shal peris, ken tapuzim ha'ishkelos, grapefruit or oranges. You're allowed to take, you cut up an orange, and you take a piece of it, you stick it in your mouth, and in your mouth, you pull the juice out of the orange. That's permitted. That's not Issa Schita, that's Zerach Achila. Ach, Yizorish, like Luzcheta Sapri, Biyad, Bishas Amatitza. You have to be careful that you're not squeezing with your hand the liquid out. You have to make sure that the way you're putting it in your mouth, it's your mouth that's sucking it out. Achein Mutta Lula is Kone Sukkur, you let it chew on a sugar cane. Vulam Lagabe, another Miesh Lahachmer. This is by grapes, once you're Machmer. Even that. Not to put in your mouth and just suck out the liquid. L'chein mishen, like we saw in Sivdal, that grapes are more chamer. L'chein diva mishen, right to lechel, as anav mal klipoz mech chatsanaj vam. Al yimtais b'es mitzam, kish anav b'yodin. So someone who just really wants to suck out the grapes is a grape. He doesn't really want to eat the peel. Doesn't want to have to deal with the pit. So he can just, like, suck from his mouth, he'll put it on the edge of his mouth, the grape, and suck it out. What should he do? El yidnam b'teich piv. He should put the whole grape in his mouth. Yimtzeis is a mashke b'teich piv. V'achi yetzis mashen yirotzile. And then, suck out in your mouth, whatever. And then whatever's left over that you don't want to swallow, that you spit out. Now, what happens if you have a fruit or whatever it is that's sitting on the table, and juice drips out by itself? So, Sivu Yerav says, mitz shenifrash me'elov. And you have juice that separates by itself. Without a person's hand squeezing it or getting involved. Shabbos, say, Yomtiv. If it's a Shabbos, Yomtiv, no difference. Man, no, from grapes, I feel aimed them. Right? Even though these grapes were sitting here, they're meant to be eaten. And whatever, just, you know, they're so juicy, juice starts dripping out. I got my parents, not grapes, from other fruit. If you also lish those by BM. If grapes or other fruits, if they weren't planned on being eaten from, right, these were not meant to be eaten on Shabbos Yom Tov. They were set aside to squeeze after Shabbos, let's say. They're muktza, so then you can't drink any of the liquid that dripped out on Shabbos Yom Tov. Because we're worried you may go and do schito l'chadchilo. This juice is muktza. And you can't move it, like we said. Now, peiris acherim. Let's say chutzmen of them. You have oranges, grapefruits, which you intended to eat. Right? You have fruits that you intended to eat on Shabbos. So the fruits are not muktzah. So mitz hanifresh mem. Then the juice that drips out of it can be shoshachotrim as hashkolus. A person was haftich. You're cutting a grapefruit. You're cutting in a watermelon and juice. You cut up a watermelon. Look at that cutting board. All that liquid that's left behind. So that's mutter b'shtiyah feel by b'yayim. That you can drink even on Shabbos. Same thing, you have to take a piece of lemon, put it into a tea, as long as it's a klish lishi. Even though some of the juice is going to drip out. You have to be careful. You can't take a piece of lemon, stick it in a tea, then take your spoon and push it against the side of the glass so that more juice comes out. That you know how to do. But you let it, if it's less, it's a klish lishi, you let it sit inside and it will come out on its own. On to page Tzadik Beis. This year is going a little bit longer than usual, but we're going to try to finish the whole perek all the halachas of shechita. So Yud Beis, page Tzadik Beis. Mutar lachtach eshkelius l'reichu l'oichlo b'kapit. One could cut a grapefruit in half, and then use a spoon, you know, to pull out and eat the inside of the grapefruit. There's no shechita because you're not doing it to squeeze the juice out. You're trying to get everything that's inside out together. Yes, you're right. Liquid's going to drip. But you're not doing shechita. You have to be careful that you don't do anything that causes the liquid bedafka by itself to squeeze out. You have to make sure that you're not doing it because you want the grapefruit juice. You want to eat the whole grapefruit. See if you'd give me. What happens if a child who has shilshul, has diarrhea, has a bit of stomachache? The doctor tells you you should give a nice, healthy remedy. You should give pomegranate juice. So the best is obviously to do it before Shabbos. But let's say all of a sudden it happens on Shabbos and you have no pomegranate juice, but you have a pomegranate around. So you should squeeze out the pomegranate juice with a shinui. Kate said how? You should take a flat thing and push it down in a way that you wouldn't regularly do it, so that it comes out into a cup. Should hold the spoon in a way that you wouldn't hold it during the week. If you can't do it with a shinui, then use your hand. Because you're doing it for a tinnik, so for a young child, that diarrhea is very uncomfortable, diarrhea is dangerous for them. So such a tinnik, which we're going to see how lachas are foods for children later on, but you could use a shinui and get the pomegranate juice out. Obviously, if you have any chash, that's not going to be necessary. Why don't you do it before Shabbos? The last sif in Perikei, Yadal b'yamtiv mutalushes matzeh lechem mayim nas l'rachirizim. On Shabbos, on yamtiv, you could put matzah. Like people like to do some Pesach, if they eat kebrox, you stick it in the water or in the soup to soften it up. And then what do? You want to make matzah bra, you take the matzah, you put in liquid, and then you squeeze the liquid out of the matzah so that you could fry it or bake it. So he says that's permitted to do on Yom Tif. That's the end of Perek, hey? And end of the Halachas of Shechita. Today's show is sponsored by one of the Lame Day Daf Yomi in honor of the Messiah on Mesechtes Yevamos. Please help this Shiurim to keep on recording and to keep on coming by helping to sponsor these podcast Shiurim by going to www.rabbifishman.com and clicking on sponsor link or emailing rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.